Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Welcome, everyone. Blue Demon Lady D basketball on the air. It's a boy-girl doubleheader, and tonight, the Lady D's and Blue Demons take their show on the road, and they head south and to the east, where they'll take on the Mustangs from Davis County, and a familiar contest for these Lady D's as they get prepared into the postseason. Albion will play the Mustangs tonight. And a week from tonight, they'll play them once again at home. And then another week away, they're going to play them in the opening round of playoff basketball. Those pairings just coming out. So this is our two teams are going to be very, very familiar with each other, the Mustangs and the Lady D's. A big night of basketball for you, so sit back, warm up, relax, and enjoy a night of basketball right here on your sports leader, KISC. We'll be right back with the opening tip-off. Don't go anywhere.
If you're looking for affordable retirement living, may I suggest Benton Place Apartments in Albia. Preference is given to low-income individuals, and Benton Place is also an equal housing opportunity. So give us a call at Benton Place Apartments, 641-932-7855, and set up your appointment today.
Playing of the national anthem, courtesy of the Mustang Marching Band, and this crowd starting to file in. This is going to be a hostile environment, a loud environment, as it always is. These conference road games always so tough, and none tougher than right here in Davis County, Bloomfield, the host of tonight's boy-girl doubleheader. And this is one of my favorite places to play in South Central Conference. I talk about each week. When we go on the road, the unique and different atmospheres. This one right on top of the court. There's a small walkway between the first row of bleachers and the game floor. And the action's right on top of the fans. Loud, tight environment, and it's going to be a lot of fun tonight. And these Lady D's and Mustangs about to go at it. Here's the opening tip-off. It's controlled by the Mustangs. They'll bring it up, opening possession of the night. Dan Stocker will join me in our second broadcast. We'll bring you the boys' game. Mustangs with the basketball. Albion man defense. Top of the circle. Nothing there. Mustangs will work it around. Shelby Graves in the lane. Goes down low. Taken away by Dyson. She'll hand it out to Mackenzie Griffin. She'll push ahead left side. Opens crawl. Looking inside. Bettis had the post. Off to Dyson, down to Bettis. Off the glass, no good, rebound loose, controlled, and going to be taken away by the Mustangs. They'll push it ahead. Graves, across the half-court line. Down the left side of the lane, puts up a floater. Off the glass, no good. Garver with the rebound. She'll push ahead Griffin. Griffin in transition. Left side it goes, crawl. Behind the arc, inside to Bettis. Bettis in the lane, step around, turn off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by the Mustangs. One and done once again for the Lady D's. Graves with it. To the left side it goes. McClure, she'll put up the jump shot, leaves it short. Nothing there, and we're going to have out of bounds as the ball was going out of bounds. Mustangs gave an attempt. Akins tried to come up with it, and she stepped out of bounds. Albia will come back the other direction. 6:47 to go, just underway here. Glad to have you along on this cold winter's night. One of very few cold nights we've had this year. It's going to be warm in this gym. Bettis at the free throw line. Looks. Nothing there. She'll get it off to Mackenzie Griffin. on the far left side of the court. She'll pick up a dribble, hand it off to Garver. Man defense applied by the Mustangs, and here's an unforced turnover by the Lady D's. A double dribble on Garver. The turnover bug caught the Lady D's on Friday night. We brought you that broadcast over in Sheraton. Of course, the Chargers had a lot to do with that. Here comes the Mustangs. Graves, open for three, shot on the way. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound controlled by the Lady D's. Bettis comes up with it, off to Griffin. She'll skip across the half-court line, go to the right side. Garver looking inside, finds Bettis at the free-throw line, at the elbow. Dribbles down low on the right side, tries to go inside to Dyson, cannot control it. And once again, a turnover. Ball back to the Mustangs. No score, just underway here. 5:58 to go, opening period. And the Mustangs will come across the half-court line. Albia falls back to its man defense. Sagging man defense. Graves with it, takes a dribble, comes off a pick, into the lane, picks up a dribble, goes down to the block. Off the glass, no good. Nice look by Graves as she tried to hit her teammate. Birchmeyer just couldn't get the shot to fall. Albie gets the rebound. We're going back the other way. Crawl tries to go baseline, cut off by the Mustangs. Off the Garver, she'll go right side to Griffin. Head fake, gets into the lane, puts a shot up, has it blocked, and they're going to call this a shooting foul on Graves. Griffin did a good job showing the basketball, drawing the defender out on her Graves, and then as she went by, Graves tried to recover and picks up the shooting foul. Griffin at the line, first one on the way, it's good. Albie's on the board first, 1-0 Lady D's. Kylie Peterson will check in. She'll give Katie Dyson a breather. 5:19 to go here. Just underway opening period. First point up on the board for the Lady D's. First points of the night for either club. Second one is no good. Left is short. 1-0. Crowd's starting to roll in. Love these boy-girl doubleheaders. Crowds get large. Everyone can settle in and watch both the boys and girls play. Man defense applied by Albion. Actually, this is a box and one. Box and one defense. Here's a pass down low off the glass. No good. Another good shot attempt in there by Birchmeyer. Nothing going. Here comes the Mustangs. There's a floater in the lane. Count that one good. Graves with good body control came with a jump stop. Let the defenders pass by. Put it up and gets it to go. And the Mustangs have an early 2-1 lead here. Nearly halfway gone through this first period. Garver tries to go inside to Peterson. A little strong with the toss on the inside. A little pick and roll. Out of bounds it goes to the Mustangs. Riley Akins is number 34. I've mentioned her a couple of times. Did a good job for the Mustangs inside, finding position. Going to have to watch that along with Graves. Albie wants to stay in its box and one. Here's Graves going baseline, under the basket, and puts it off the iron. No good. Rebound loose. Last touch by Lady D, so the Mustangs will get another possession under their own basket. Your early score, the Mustangs, with a field goal. And Lady D's with their only point coming off of a free throw by Griffin. Here's a long three up. No good. Graves let it fly from about 3 feet behind the arc. Left it a little strong. But a good backside rebound by the Mustangs as Kate Birchmeyer came in there, cleared the glass, put it up off the glass, couldn't get it to fall. But she's got some charity shots to come. Two shots here for Birchmeyer. First one's on the way. Good rotation right over the front of the rim. Good. 3-1 now, Davis County. Albia's first foul. Both teams one foul apiece. Birchmeyer's second one. It's got rotation, but leads it off the side of the rim. No good. Albia controls the rebound. Here comes some pressure by the Mustangs. A little 2-3. Defense applied. Full court. Here's a drive in there by Bossert, no good. Rebound controlled by Bettis. She'll put it through, and that'll tie it up at three. 3:37 to go, opening period. Tied at three. Lady Mustangs with the basketball. Inside it goes. Graves, great body control. Puts a shot up. Couldn't get it to fall. But what an athletic move by Graves. Albie gets the rebound, and we'll go the other way. Griffin to the right side. Taken Bossert. Gets a pick from Peterson. Out front to Clark. Sarah Clark just checking in. Tried to go inside to Peterson. Has it partially tipped. Peterson recovers. To the backside block it goes Griffin. Griffin has her shot blocked out of bounds. It'll be back to Albia. Griffin had gotten herself a little too far underneath the basket. Really wouldn't have a good shot. Here's an inbounds pass. Bettis. Bettis goes up strong. Has his shot blocked. But we're going to have a foul. I believe this is on Akins. Akins had done a good job of blocking the shot. But with her offhand, pushed off on Bettis. And so Bettis will earn a couple of free throws right here. Here's the first one on the way. Nothing but net. 4-3, Albie with the early lead. Second one to come to Bettis. Outstanding junior forward gets both free throws to go. 5-3, the largest lead of either club is two. Back and forth here as we move through this first period. Here's a pass inside. Birchmeyer finds Grace. She'll lay it up off the glass and good. Such strong body control and athleticism. Got that ball and knew exactly what she wanted to do with it. 5-5. Here's a pass inside. Bettis backside to Peterson. Peterson up off the glass. Left it a little short. No good. Rebound cleared out by Birchmeyer. Ahead to Graves. She'll skip across the half-court line, go down the left side of the lane, and we'll have a push-off. And they're going to call that on Graves. Don't see that much. But Graves extended that hand, trying to get a little separation. Gets called for the foul. If you wear blue, you like the call. If you're on white, not so much. Now we get the ball back here after the foul. 5-5 ball game. Griffin dribbles to the left side, guarded by Graves. Crossover. Griffin in. Shot up off the glass. Good. That from a sophomore. As smooth as butter. 7-5 Lady D's. Mustangs go inside. There's a shot put up. Akins once again doing a really good job of getting position on the block. Sealed her defender, and Dyson was playing from the backside. As the shot went up, Dyson went across, and that means two shots for Akins. First one on the way. High Archer up and over the top of the rim. Down it goes. 7-6 Mustangs. Second one on its way. This one, too. Nothing but net. 7-7. Boy, Akins puts a lot of arch under that shot. Tied at 7, under 2 minutes to go here, first half. Here's a near steal. Great anticipation. A little lazy pass there by the Lady D's. But Allie McClure stepped in that passing lane, nearly got the turnover. Albia will get the ball back. Tied at 7 here. Griffin looks to go to the right side, cut off by the defense of the Mustangs. They'll stay in man defense. Bosser with it. Goes inside. Peterson, a little strong on the pass, taken away by the Mustangs. 1:36 to go. Graves to the right side. Back out front to Graves. Long three on the way. That from Missouri doesn't fall. Graves gave it a long toss. Came up just a little short. Albie gets a rebound, and Mackenzie Griffin will bring it up. Bossert on the right wing. Looks for a pick. Gets by her defender. Goes into the lane. Puts the shot up. Leaves it strong. No good. Rebound loose. Here comes the Mustangs the other way. Harward goes inside. Graves, backside, beautiful look, off the glass, no good. Akins with the follow, no good. Another rebound by the Mustangs. This shot's no good as well. Four good looks by the Mustangs, and they couldn't get the fall. Now he's going to have to call timeout. Mackenzie Griffin had lost the dribble, had to pick it up, and her teammates did not come back to help her out. So we'll take a timeout, tied at 7. 30 seconds remain in this, 52 seconds remain in this first quarter. When we come back, you're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Lathrop Construction is ready to move the earth for you. When you need to have your earth moved, contact Dean, Michael, or Natalie Lathrop at 799-1105 and let Lathrop Construction move your earth. Lathrop Construction is proud to support and sponsor the Albia Blue Demon Athletics.
You're listening to Albia Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
After the timeout, ladies with the basketball, tied at 7. Griffin, manned up, guarded tightly. Does a crossover in the lane, puts a floater up, no good. Bettis with the strong rebound, she'll follow off the glass, good. Now that is as good a basketball I've seen these ladies play an entire season. The aggressiveness right there of Mackenzie Griffin and Bettis with the strong follow. 9-7, down to the final 25 seconds of this opening period. Ladies have already matched their entire first half performance in Sheraton. Trying to hold on to the lead here to close out this first period. Here's a long three put up by Birchmeyer. Left is short. Rebound to Dyson. 7 seconds to go to Griffin. She'll cross the half court line with 3 seconds to work with. Right down the middle of the lane. Puts a floater up off the glass. No good. Dyson with the rebound. But that is the sound of the horn. And that is the sound of the end of this first period. After one, Albia 9, Davis County 7. We'll be right back with more Lady D and Blue Demon basketball. Don't go anywhere.
While most beavers hang around for far too long, the Green Beaver event from John Deere and Barker Implement is very short-lived.
That's right. As of January 31st, your chance to get great incentives and pricing on some of our top-selling products will be a thing of the past.
And you'll be left with just a sick feeling of missing big incentives on John Deere utility and compact utility tractors, hay tools, and John Deere turf products.
Visit ebarkers.com before the fever runs its course at Barker Implement. Powered by Green, driven by values.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady Deeds, Jason Summers.
One quarter in the books. We're going to open up this second period. That'll be out in front 9-7. Stick with us all night long. Full night of basketball. Lady Deeds and the Blue Demons and this boy-girl doubleheader. South Central Conference rival. Two of the oldest members of the South Central Conference. Mustangs and the Blue Demons. Oh, so many good basketball games played on this court over the years. Some real memorable ones. Here's Griffin to open up the second period. Has the ball blocked, the shot blocked. Graves comes up with it. She'll dribble in the lane, jump stop, puts it up off the front of the iron. No good. Rebound by Garver. Kristen Garver, the senior, doing all those little things. Garver dribbles in, picks up her dribble, goes backside, Bettis. Bettis on the block, has her shot blocked by Eakins. Followed by Bettis, up, no good, rebound loose, 5-4, taken away by the Mustangs. Good look there by Garver to find Bettis, couldn't get it to fall. But nice ball movement, good recognition. Here comes the Mustangs, cross court it goes. Here's a jump shot on the way, off the iron, no good, rebound taken away by Garver. Back-to-back defensive rebounds by Kristen Garver. Albia with the possession. Out in front, 9-7. 1 minute gone by in this second period. Right side to Garver. Waits for a pick. Pick and roll. Dyson. Dyson dribbles in. Puts a shot up. Lefty, no good. Too strong. Rebound backside. Graves. She'll push it ahead for the Mustangs. Graves picks up her dribble. Goes to the left corner. She finds McClure. Goes inside. Taken away. Bettis stepped into the passing lane. Birchmeyer from McClure. Cassie Crawl with it. Finds Dyson in the lane. She's got to get out of there. Back to Dyson. Dyson in the lane. Up off the glass. Good. 11-7. Largest lead of either club tonight. At four. That's where we sit here. 6:15 to go in the first period. First half. I'll get that down. Albia. Box and one. On Graves. Here's a pass down low. A loose ball. Fought for. Good hustle there by the Mustangs. They'll come up with it. Back to Graves out front. Head fake. Down the heart of the lane. Goes off. What a beautiful pass. Graves with the assist to Birchmeyer. Graves felt the pressure coming from ladies. Dumped it off to her teammate on the block. And good. Albion now with the two-point lead, 5:40 to go. Griffith goes down, puts a shot up, follows her own shot, rebound, no good. Rebound on the second attempt is going to get tied up as Bettis was going hard after it, but so was Birchmeyer. Alternating possession, points the Mustang way. Lady D's in their blue-on-blue jerseys and pants, or shorts. White Albion lettering across the front of the jersey, accented with the red highlights. Here's a jump shot on the way. Jump shot, good. Cammie Guider. Nice looking shot, put it through. Here's Griffin, right side Garver. Picks up her dribble, tries to go inside. Taken away by the Lady Mustangs. Tied 11, Mustangs in transition. Graves all the way to the basket, no good. Rebound, 5-4, taken away by the Mustangs. Here's a pass down low. Graves puts a shot up. Has it blocked, but a foul on the Lady D's. Good recognition from the top. Guider chased down the loose ball. All the momentum of the Lady D's was going the other direction. Guider picked it up and immediately went to Graves, and Graves there with the open look got fouled. She's got two shots. She'll make the first one. Graves with 5 points here. Second shot on the way. It's no good. Rebound loose. Tipped out of bounds. Controlled. Last tip by Albion. So the Lady Mustangs will get another shot here. 1 point Davis County lead. So back and forth this entire first half. Largest lead by either club. 4 points. And that was by Albion. Here's an inbounds pass to Graves. Spins in the lane. Puts a shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Peterson. She'll get it out to Griffin. Griffin moves to the left side. Well defended by the Mustangs. She'll go to the right side where Bossert has it. Bossert tries to go inside. Taken away. Here comes the Mustangs. In transition. Shot up and good. Now be a little slow getting back. The Mustangs make them pay. And the Mustangs with their largest lead at 3, 14-11. 4:18 to go here. Second period. Bossert dribbles in. Goes left side. Griffin open for three. Long three. Good. Oh, Mackenzie Griffin filling it tonight. She drains the three. That's her 6th point, and Albion's tied it up at 14. Number 14 with the basketball. That's Graves. She puts a shot up at the free throw line. No good. Rebound by Bossert. Off to Griffin. She'll walk up across the half court line. Try to set up this Albion offense. Man defense applied by the Mustangs. Griffin gets a pick from Bettis. Rolls off. Bettis open on the block. Backside open. Peterson underneath the basket. And that is beautiful ball work right there. Kylie Peterson, loneliest person on the court, found herself on the backside block with no one around her. And her teammate Bettis found her open. And that's a tough shot to make, but she gets it to go down. That'll be the 2-point lead. Here's a follow-up by the Mustangs. They'll get a shot to drop. Allie McClure. Check that. That was a... Audrey Kincart. Tied at 16. Back and forth we go all night long, like a yo-yo. Look like we're going somewhere, and then the other team bounces back. Here's Griffin. Finds Bettis. Bettis will put the jump shot up. No good. Rebound taken away by Kincart. Off to Graves. Substitutes waiting to get in. Here's a shot put up. Partially blocked. Ball's loose. Bossert comes up with it. She'll wait. Get it off to Griffin. 2:45 to go, tied at 16. Here in the first half, on the road. Bossert trying to go baseline, and we'll have a blocking foul on the floor. Kincart tried to shut off Bossert, going to the basket. And 4 Lady D's are set to come in. 2 Mustangs will join the game. All right, here's a slug of substitutions. Jenna McClain, Katie Dyson, Mackenzie Griffin, Sarah Clark, and senior Kristen Garver on the court for the Lady D's. Griffin will inbound. 2:37 to go here, first half. Glad to have you along. Hope you're enjoying this cold winter night somewhere warm. And, of course, listening to this ballgame. Here's a pass. McClain cannot control it. Garver tried to go to McClain, coming to the top of the key. Mustangs with the basketball. They'll go left side. Open three by... Guider could not get the fall. Nice looking rotation. Good shot. Just couldn't get the fall. Albie gets the rebound. Clark with it. Gets a pick from McLean. Down to McLean. Up off the glass. Good. Senior. Jenna McLean. She'll take the pick and roll. Get the feed. Get the basket. Now be with a two-point lead. 1:55 to go. First half. Long shot up. No good. Rebound cleared out by Dyson. Off to Griffin. She'll strut it ahead. Try to set up this Lady D offense. Man defense by the Mustangs. Here's a pass inside. Dyson up. Can't get the fall. Deadhead look and could not get it to drop. Katie spun the lane with a good feed from the outside by Clark. Just couldn't get the easy look to fall. Mustangs will bring it up. Allie McClure, left side it goes. Guider dribbles in. She'll put up a jump shot. Guider shot, no good. Rebound loose. Clark will control it for Lady D's, and she'll have the ball dribbled off a Mustang. Back to the Lady D's. 1:22 to go here, first half. 18-16, Lady D's holding on to a two-point lead. It has been back and forth all night. Crowd settles in. It'll be a nice, warm, and hospitable crowd. Always a lot of enthusiasm in this field house. McLean with it. For Lady D's, Albie with the two-point lead as we close in on the final minute of this first half. Bettis, baseline, nothing there. Now, Mustangs in their zone defense. See if Albie can figure it out. Head fake by Bettis, cut off, spins, out to Griffin. Right side it goes, Garver. She'll split the lane, has the ball taken away by Graves. Up ahead, in transition, Graves goes down low. Cut off by Lady D's, good defense there by Albie. Here's Grave, a little floater in the lane, leads a jump shot up, no good. Akins with a strong follow, threw it up off the glass. She couldn't get it to fall. Both ball clubs, great effort. And they both will go into the halftime break with a lot of what-ifs. Akins at the line. There'll be no what-ifs on her free throw shooting. She's made three straight. Second one to come, and this one is good. She's got 4 points, all four from the charity stripe. Tied at 18, final 38 seconds. See if ladies will be patient here and work for one. Recognize the defense that the Mustangs are in. Mustangs have played man defense the entire first half except for this final 50 seconds. And he'll stay in that zone defense. Clark goes left side. Griffin open for three. Shot in the way. Can't get the fall. Backside rebound by Garver. She'll kick it out. Bettis. Final 22 seconds. Garver left side. Clark. Clark open for three. Long three off the back of the iron. No good. Garver with another rebound. She'll put it up. No good. Cleared out by Kincart. And we'll have a timeout called by the Mustangs. They want to set up their final play of this first half. We're tied at 18, 8 seconds left when we come back. Back to Lady D and Blue Demon basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Mick Furniture in Albia is your hometown family-owned furniture store that is your local authorized Whirlpool dealer. Replace your washer or dryer, check out the full line of Whirlpool washers and dryers at Mick Furniture. If you're looking for a traditional top-load machine, Whirlpool now has the H2 low-wash system that automatically senses the size of each load and uses less water to deliver better cleaning performance and gentleness. The H2 low Whirlpool washer with the EcoBoost option uses up 74% less water and 77% less energy. Now that is a cost savings you can take to the bank.
Mustangs with the final 8 seconds and the possession. Here's the inbounds after the timeout. Taken away by Clark. Down the free throw line. Up, no good. Rebound by Griffin. She can't get the ball. Oh, my. Second one, no good. McLean will have a jump ball. It's going to be Albia's basketball. Wow. Clark stole the inbounds pass in the backcourt. Had an open breakaway layup. One of the toughest shots to make. Couldn't get the fall. Backside rebound by Griffin. Dead blank, left it strong. And another follow, and Albia now with the basketball. Final 1.3 seconds. Both these ball clubs have struggled to put the ball in the basket. Here's the inbounds. Bettis. Bettis with the shot up at the buzzer. Count it good. Beautiful inbounds lob pass. Griffin inbounded to Bettis in the lane, got the rebound, held it up high, did not wait to bring it down, dribble, or anything else, took the shot straight up, and the ball finally found its way home, and Allenby will take a two-point lead into the halftime break. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. We'll set up this first half, or review the first half, and set up the second half. And, of course, you've got a full night of basketball right here. It's going to be Mustangs and Lady D's and the Blue Demons all night long as we got a boy-girl doubleheader for you. So sit back, relax, and we'll be right back.
Call Southern Iowa Technologies for all your communications needs. Southern Iowa Technologies installs and services computer networking systems, access control systems, video surveillance systems, and telephone systems, from the individual to large businesses. Southern Iowa Technologies has been serving the Southern Iowa community for 10 years. Call 641-777-2824 for any communication needs you may have. That's 641-777-2824.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172 or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
Built tough with more power and torque, Case skid steer loaders from Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa boost productivity and increase operator comfort. The cabs feature increased headroom and lap bar width, along with improved visibility, ergonomically positioned controls, industry-first side lighting, and improved reliability and serviceability help you get more work done every day. Case and Titan Machinery have flexible finance plans and the parts and service support to back up that equipment. See them on the web at TitanMachinery.com. Then find the skid steer model that is right for you. From Titan Machinery in Oskaloosa. Teamwork makes a winning team, like the one you get with Wellmark Blue Cross Blue Shield of Iowa, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, and the Iowa Farm Bureau. We work together to make it easy for Farm Bureau members in Iowa to choose a health insurance plan from the Blues through local Farm Bureau agents. Work with a winning team. Call Farm Bureau agent Brad Witt in Albia at 641-932-7873. Products available through Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We're here at Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. This funeral home is family-owned and operated.
Our funeral home has been family-owned for many years. When we purchased it, it was a corporate-owned funeral home, and we wanted to bring it back to the family-owned tradition. We offer all the services the larger corporate-owned funeral homes do, with one difference. We are family, and you are treated like family. That's Sennett Pierschbacher Funeral Home in Albia. Family when you need them.
p.m. here on Thunder Country KIIC, Albia, Iowa. 15 degrees outside. Now we'll go down to Bloomfield to Jason Summers. And Jason, who's your special guest at halftime?
The voice of the Mustangs, Dave School, is joining me. And Dave, welcome aboard the halftime show. You're broadcasting the Mustang perspective, and I'm bringing the slightly blue shaded perspective over on my side. But
right,
you've become the voice of the Mustangs this year, 106.9. We simulcast every once in a while. Have
right.
You guys join us on Friday nights, football season. It's been a lot of fun, and you get to cover some really good athletes, some good teams, and a community that really supports their athletics.
That's true, and it is a lot of fun, and I get a big kick out of just seeing the different teams and and you get to know the kids a little bit, and you see their accomplishments, and it is fun to see a community get behind a team, and they fill up the gym, and they fill up the stands, and get excited about what's going on.
You know, you get traveling on the road and get to see all the different environments. This South Central Conference, such diverse environments, but all of them so difficult in their own right.
Sure, and you know, from top to bottom, you know, what we're seeing tonight in terms of competition, you know, the Lady D's have struggled this year, you know, and I'll tell you what, they're giving the Lady Mustangs all they want tonight. So, you know, that's you can't ask for anything better if you're looking at it from a conference perspective.
No doubt about it. Night in, night out, this is always going to be a tough conference. Another thing that maybe Albia listeners don't recognize, you get to do your broadcast with your wife. Now, that's really cool. And, well, you know, I listen every once in a while, join in, listen. And, you know, and I hate to tell you this, Dave, but I think she knows maybe a little bit more about basketball than maybe even you do.
Well, you know what? That probably wouldn't take a lot, but, you know, not to give away her age, even though she is quite a little bit older than I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, she goes back in the days of 6-on-6, and she was a pretty good basketball player in her own right. So she does know her way around the court, and we've watched a lot of basketball over the years and followed our kids, and she kind of got started doing this, doing the ads and stuff, but she likes to throw her 2 cents worth in there once in a while.
Well, you guys do a great job. I love listening to you, and I know you carry the passion of the Mustang sports.
Sure.
And, these are celebrations of our communities and our kids, and that's just what makes broadcasting them so much fun.
And I can say something now since we're on a little different thing. You know, our son is the head coach of the Sheraton Chargers.
Absolutely.
And they're going to come to town here Friday night. So as the voice of the Mustangs and to be passionate about the Mustangs, you know, there's a little mom and dad back inside. They're kind of pulling for their boy,
too. Well, you led me right to where I was going to go, buddy.
Oh, sorry
you are an expert. But, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun for you.
Yeah.
And at the time, I know it's going to be also a little heart-wrenching. But, wow, what a team he's got together.
Yeah, he does. He's got a couple freshman kids that are really fun to watch. They've played outside of just Sheraton High School basketball, and you can tell it. They don't play like freshmen, and they're fun to watch, and he's got a nice team.
Yeah, and they really listen, and they've got high basketball IQ. So, you know, you can really coach those guys up. But here in this first ball game, there's two teams that are going to have to get really used to seeing each other, the Lady Mustangs and the Lady D's.
That's exactly right. They're playing tonight. This was a makeup game. They're going to play next Tuesday night, their regularly scheduled game, and then Saturday, February 9th, they've got each other in the opening round of the tournament right here in Bloomfield. So, yeah, they're going to be sick of each other.
Well, I won't be sick of seeing you, and it is a great joy to be able to work with you a little bit here tonight, and I love all the work you guys are doing down here, doing a first-class work, celebrating your kids, and let's have some fun here in the second
half.
Okay,
you bet. Thanks a lot, Jason.
Now, one thing I got to tell you, though, I did get the better half of the board operators tonight.
Oh.
You got that stinking Joe Millage, and he has things so messed up. I got the best Scotty Fry. Let Joe remind him of that, okay?
Okay, very good.
The voice of the Mustangs, Dave Schooley, doing a great job, and we're going to take a timeout. Come back, and we'll set up this second half. 20-18 at halftime. Albia with the early lead. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
When you do your shopping locally, you get to know the merchant, and the merchant knows you. It's a relationship based on trust and friendship. When you shop locally, you're not only getting the best in personal service, you're also helping our local economy. When it comes to personal service, the choice is easy. Shop locally. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia at Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Jim and Charlie's Affiliated Foods on North Clinton in Albia has always fresh ground and 100% natural meats. This week, USDA Select Family Packs of Boneless Angus Beef Charcoal Steaks are $3.49 per pound. There is a super buy on USDA Select Angus Boneless Beef Arm Roasts, just $2.99 per pound. And a super buy on Hormel Natural Choice Netted Boneless Pork Sirloin Roast, $1.99 per pound. Shop Jim and Charlie's.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
The service team at Barker Implement wants to work on any piece of equipment you need tuned up or fixed up.
While green is the color of choice around here for John Deere tractors, lawn and gardening equipment, and Gator XUVs, we realize that other sizes, shapes, and colors need some loving too.
Or maybe they need some John Deere green added for overall appeal. Either way, you can learn more about our service team at ebarkers.com or stop in and ask about our bulk oil promotion too.
Barker Implement, powered by green, driven by values.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
Mustangs with the opening possession of the second half. They put a shot up, no good. Rebound to the Lady D's, and Cassie Crawl will hand it off to her teammate, Mackenzie Griffin. What a big first half she had. 8 first half points for Griffin. Albia with a 20-18 lead. Really appreciate Dave Schooley joining me on the halftime break. Does a really good job of celebrating the Mustang sports and athletics. And he's a good broadcaster with lots of passion. Here comes a shot up there by Griffin. No good. Rebound loose. Controlled by the Lady Mustangs. They'll push it ahead. Here's a pass up court. Akins with the shot. No good. Rebound backside. Taken away by the Lady D's. Griffin will come up with it. She'll push it ahead left side. Now the Mustangs fall back into a 1-2-2 zone defense. Albia was able to have some success off the man. Here's a shot in the lane. No good. Dyson got the feed from Crawl. Couldn't get the shot to fall, but she's got free throws to come. The Mustangs played man-to-man defense for all but the final minute of that first half. And the ladies were having lots of success. And I don't know what happened here. I think we've got ourselves what you call a technical foul. I did not hear it, did not see it. There's the first one by Dyson. Good. She'll have a second shot to come, and then I believe the technical shots. We'll find out. Katie Dyson squares it up, shoots it up, puts it up good. Here comes the bonus free throw. Albu with a four-point lead, a chance to make it its largest lead of this ball game. Second one on the way. Dyson. Dagger. She's a 3 straight free throws. Can she make it 4? Dyson's fourth one on the way. It's good. Wow, that's solid. 6-point Albia lead. 6 points for Dyson. 6:44 to go here in the third period. Albia will even get the ball back after the technical foul on the Mustang bench. 6-point Lady D lead. 6:43 to go. Here comes Griffin with it. She'll be greeted with that 1-2-2 zone defense. Right side it goes Garver. Garver, well defended. Has the pass taken away by the Mustangs. Coast to coast goes Graves. Puts a shot up. No good. Graves can't get it to fall. Free throws to come. I believe that is Jeff Graves' daughter. It's at the line. He's the head coach of the Mustangs boy team. Son was an outstanding player. He'll definitely a name you'll recognize if you follow basketball. Coach Graves, outstanding guy, first-class coach. Here comes the Lady D's. In transition, shot up and good! Dyson with 6 straight points, and the Albia with his largest lead out to 7. Here comes Graves, picks up the shot, throws it up. She gets it to fall. There's a little circus shot. Look at Dad across the way. He rolls his eyes. He likes the results. Here's a jump shot on the way. Good. Bettis with the follow. Lady D's little roll going right here. 28-21. 7-point Lady D lead. Here's a pass down low. Taken away by the Lady D's. Crawl hands it off to Griffin. 5:42 to go. Third period. Albia out in front. 21-27. Right side it goes. to Garver. The Griffin tries to get out to Bettis. Bettis puts the jump shot up, leaves it short. Rebound controlled by the Lady Mustangs. They'll walk it up court across the half court line. It goes. Mustangs with the basketball. Albia with a 7-point lead. 5:20 to go. Albia falls back into a zone defense. Mustangs will take some time. Try to look for something. Here's a cross-court pass. A dribble drive. Shot up off the glass. No good. Good look by the Mustangs. Just couldn't get it to fall. Albia will come back the other way. Here's a kick by the Mustangs. Again, once they change that defense up from man to zone, it took the Ladies a little while to find the right offense. But since then, have done a good job of ball reversal and getting some open looks on the backside. Albie with the ball. 7-point Lady D lead, largest of the night. Largest by either club. 4:44 to go. Crawl with it. Right side. Goes inside. Peterson just checked in. The senior puts a shot. It blocked by Akins. Peterson did a good job of a drop step. Put the shot up. But Akins with the long arms, good athleticism, came up with the block. Albie will get the ball back in. It goes to Bettis. Bettis up top. Griffin. Griffin with 6 points. She'll dribble in. Go to the corner to Crawl. Crawl open for three. Long three on the way. Nothing but the bottom of the net. 31-21, 10-point Albia lead. Here comes Graves. Puts it in between the two defenders. Can't get it to fall. Rebound to Griffin. Albia in transition. Double-digit lead. Head to Bossert. Back to Griffin. Now we'll set things up. Bettis baseline. Draws Akins out, but she'll go up top to Griffin. Good patience here by the Lady D's. Bossert now with it. Dribbles over to the left side. Gets it off to Griffin. To Bettis on the baseline. Nothing there. Off to Bossert. Good patience here. 3:43 to go. Third period. Albie with a 10-point lead. Here's a pass inside. Pick out the Crawl. Crawl open for three. Back-to-back three shots. No good on the second one. Ball is loose. Akins comes up with it. She'll skip it up court to Graves. 10-point Albia lead. Here's a pass. Inside. Shot up. Good. Little head fake. Took a side step. Put this shot up. And Kate Birchmeyer drains the 15-foot jumper. 31-23 Albia with the basketball and the 8-point lead here. 3:03 to go. Third period. Cross court Bossert. Oh, nearly threw it away. Here's a head fake. Off to the left corner goes Bettis. She'll try to go baseline. Spins. Picks up her dribble. Finds Peterson in the lane. Jumper good. A good assist there by Brooke Bettis. Peterson wide open in the middle of the lane. As the attention came to Bettis on the drive. Here's a shot on the inside. Akins got the ball on the block. Spun into the lane. Split the defenders. Put the shot up, and she was fouled. Shot was no good, but two free throws to come here for Akins. First one up and good. Boy, she's been really good from the line as well. Akins with 5 points, all from the free throw line. Second one on the lay. It's up. It's good. 33-25. Here comes the three-quarter court press by the Mustangs. They're going to slowly fall back. They just keep sliding back. That's just a little token zone defense there. Here's a pass. Peterson with it. Goes to the baseline. Cut off by the Mustangs. We'll have a travel. Kylie got a little bump. Felt the bump and slid her feet. But credit to the Lady D's. Tonight, they've particularly the better half of the second and this third quarter have done a really good job of controlling the unforced turnovers. Here's Graves with a long three shot. No good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. It won't fall on the second attempt, and Griffin will come up with it under 2 minutes to go. Third period, Albie with an 8-point lead. Bosser with it. Goes back up top to Griffin, nearly stolen away, tipped and out of bounds. Good hustle by Guider. Boy, she's a good athlete. Nearly got that steal. Stepped out of bounds. Albie will get the ball back. Griffin. Inside it goes Peterson. Inside the lane. Shot up no good. Gets her own rebound. Drop step. Backside to Dyson off the glass. Good. Heads up senior play there. Peterson recognized that the double team was coming. And the backside had to be open. And right there was Dyson. And she'll get it to go. But back the other way goes Akins off the glass. Good. Interior play by both these clubs been solid. Zone defense still by the Lady Mustangs. Griffin, she'll bring it out, spread it out. They're going to set it up. Griffin stays out near the half-court line with the basketball. Picks up a dribble, tries to find Peterson. Peterson dribbles in, picks it up. Dyson goes baseline, puts a shot up. Good! Katie Dyson back-to-back baskets. Back-to-back assist by Peterson. Abby holds on to a 10-point lead here as we go under 1 minute to go. Third period. And here's a pass in the lane taken away by Clark. Sarah will wait for the traffic to go by to the top of the circle to Griffin. Abby going to be patient here setting up this offense. Griffin will back it up. Very patient. I really like this. Griffin dribbles to the left side. Oh, we're going to foul on Guider. I don't know. We'll take the foul. But not a lot of contact. Kylie Peterson will get a breather. She gets a nice round of applause from the Albia faithful who traveled down 63 to get here. 34-63, and here we are. 10-point Lady D lead. Here's the inbounds to Griffin. She'll set up the offense. Man defense now applied by the Mustangs. Abby did a good job of stretching them out of that zone. Griffin down the lane. Puts a floater up. No good. Rebound by Dyson. She'll follow glass. Good. Katie Dyson gives Abby its largest lead of the ball game. 12. 39-27. Final 5 seconds of this third period. Here's a long three on the way. Off the backboard. Good. And the Mustangs end a furious third period. But the three trims only the lead down to 9, 39-29 when we come back. Back to Lady D and Blue Demon basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Whether you're looking for a smart investment or have a CD maturing, come to Community First Credit Union today and earn more. With a minimum of $500, we're offering CD specials from a 36-month term with a rate of 1.6% APY to a 60-month term with a rate of 2% APY. Hurry in! Our special ends January 31st. Don't miss out on your chance to earn more with a CD from CFirst. Putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APY is annual percentage yield, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
Lady D's have found the offense tonight. They've got 39 points and a 10-point lead here. I think they're going to say that last basket, which I thought was a three, was just a long two. They haven't changed the score. I think that's what the score is going to be. 39-29, final 8 minutes. Griffin steps across the half-court line. She'll set up this Lady D offense. Man defense applied by the Lady Mustangs. Griffin picks up her dribble, needs some help. And we're going to get a timeout called by Coach Achenbach. Smart call there to get things reset up. We'll keep it right here. I think that's a 30-second timeout. Maybe about a 30-minute timeout up there on the board. It is a 30-second timeout. Griffin on the court for Lady D. She's got 6 points. Dyson with 10. Check that, Dyson with 14. Bettis with 10. Cassie Crawl with a 3-point basket. They'll be on the court here for the Lady D's. 39-29, and the clock needs to be reset. They started back with 8 minutes. And there we go, 7:43. They get it right. Good officiating crew tonight. Good hospitable environment here for this old broadcaster, sharing lots of space. Very hospitable and kind to me down here. Make sure I get set up and ready to go. Here's Griffin with it. Right side, Garver. Garver looks inside. Finds Dyson, a little duck under, headshot, no good, rebound taken away by Akins. But what a nice move there by Katie Dyson. Here is a palming the ball. Graves hesitated. And when she did, she had to let the ball catch up with her. Here's a shot, no good, rebound loose. Ahead, transition basketball. Graves goes to the basket, leaves it up off the glass, good. 8 point Lady D lead. 6:55 to go. Glad to have you along tonight. Dan Stocker gonna join me here in a bit. We'll bring you the boys game. Here's a pass inside, Bettis on the block, puts a shot up, no good. Here comes the Lady Mustangs. Graves in the lane, looks down low, beautiful pass backside, couldn't get her shot to go. Graves with a beautiful backside pass, split her defenders, went to the opposite block, and found McClure, who couldn't get the basket to fall, and Albie comes up with the rebound, and Griffin will push it ahead. Down to Bettis, on the block, kicks it out, Garver. Garver open for the jump shot, no good, Dyson with the rebound. She'll put the shot up, blocked by Akins. Mustangs will bring it the other way. Lady D's have had as much as a 12-point lead. Mustangs have fought back here. Got it under 10-8. Here's a long three by Graves. This one off the side of the iron, no good. It goes out of bounds. When I say long, she shot that from about 5 feet behind the three-point line. She's got range. Here comes Griffin. She'll walk it across the half-court line, go to the right side, Garver. Looking inside, Kristen takes her time, finds Dyson on the block. Dyson spins in a lane, lefty up off the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Birchmeyer. Birchmeyer gets it off to Graves. She'll set things up as the Lady D's ball back into that man defense, and we're going to have a timeout on the court. Timeout by the Mustangs. We'll take one as well. Full timeout here. 5:28 to go in the ballgame. Albie with an 8-point lead, 39-31. When we come back, you're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Becky with Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative. Did you know that copper theft has reached an epidemic level? Your electric cooperative wants you to be aware that copper theft is not only illegal, but extremely dangerous. Copper theft is not harmless. Dealing with metal and electricity is a dangerous combination, especially when it is done without permission or proper training. Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative encourages you to keep watch in your neighborhood, alerting your utility company, law enforcement, and neighbors when you see or notice suspicious activity around your utility, substations, poles, or trucks. This message is from your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative.
This is Albia High School Sports on Thunder Country KIIC.
Lady D's and Mustangs going out of here in our first game of this boy-girl doubleheader. These are two teams, as you, if you haven't heard. We'll get real familiar with each other. Three straight Tuesdays of basketball for these two clubs. Tonight, makeup. Next Tuesday, a regular scheduled conference game in Albia. And then we'll be right back here the following Tuesday. Opening of... It's Saturday, opening of conference basketball. Get the dates all messed up, but we'll get it right. Graves in the lane, puts a shot up. She's fouled. 8-point Albia lead. The Graves will have something to say about that. She'll step to the line. She'll have two shots here. Graves with 10 points. Free throw up and good. Shelby Graves, junior guard. Second free throw, it's good. 12 points, lead down to just six. Here comes full court man pressure by the Mustangs. Griffin brings it up to Bettis. She'll wait, hand it off to her teammate Griffin. She'll set it back up here as we go under 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Griffin gets by, bounce pass to Bettis, taken away. We're going to have a jump ball as has a quick whistle. As Bettis stepped in the lane, the pass was coming from Griffin. Good recovery by Birchmeyer. She ties up Bettis and back to the Mustangs to go on the alternating possession. Birchmeyer at the top of the key, dribbles in, goes baseline. Loose ball taken away by Cassie Krall. She's on the floor. We'll have another jump ball. This time, the other way we go. Saw Big D walk in the house. Dan's going to join me here for the second broadcast. Maybe. Here comes Peterson on the inbounds. Full court pressure applied by the Lady D's. Peterson, she'll push it ahead. Kylie Peterson, the senior, all the way down the lane. Couldn't get it to fall. Nice look, though. But here comes the Mustang. No rest for the wicket. Here's a spin in the lane. Shot up. Oh, so tough. Shelby Graves took it coast to coast. Spun the lane, put it up and good. Peterson with it for Albia. She'll get it off to Griffin. Albia with a four-point lead. The Mustangs, eight straight points. Here's a five-second call. So the Mustangs, no quit. We knew that. But Albia had a 12-point lead with 10 seconds to go in the third period. The Mustangs have fought back here. Graves goes all the way around the Albia defense to the left baseline and right to the basket for another deuce, and the Lady D's now find themselves out in front only by two, but Mackenzie Griffin back the other way, a little floater in the lane. She's got it good. 8 points for Griffin. Albia back with a four-point lead here as we go under 3.5 to go. Mustangs with the basketball. Skip pass over to Guider. Guider halfway down on the three attempt. Couldn't get the fall. Bettis clears it out for the Lady D's. Griffin, the Bossard right wing. Head fake to Bettis in the lane. Puts a shot up off the glass. Good. 6 point lead for the Lady D's. 3:15 to go here. Albia, after watching the Mustangs run 8 straight points and put 4 points up on back-to-back possessions. Is a foul going to be called? That's, again, Graves. All kinds of athleticism and assertiveness. Really taking it, pushing the Blue Demon defense. She tried to go baseline, was cut off. And the foul will be called on Lady D's. Here's an inbounds pass. Graves splits the defenders, puts a shot up, leaves it short. No good rebound. Taken Bossard. Bossard off to Griffin. Griffin across the half-court line, picked up by Graves to Krall. Krall picks up her dribble, nearly double-teamed. Finds Griffin. Loose ball to Bettis. Bettis comes up with it, tries to go to baseline to Dyson, taken away by the Lady Mustangs. Little sloppy ball control by the ladies that time. Graves in the lane. Stops, pops, good. Wow. Dribble right to the free-throw line. Head fake, Bosser went by her and stopped on a dime and put the shot up. 4 point Lady D lead here. 2:20 to go. Dyson with it. Head fake. Goes to the block, puts it up off the glass. No good. Ball loose. Birchmeyer with the rebound. To Graves. Cross the half court line. Crossover in the lane once again. Goes down low. Akins with a shot. Fouled by Dyson. 2:06 to go. Albia with a 4 point lead. Akins will go to the line. She's got two shots. And she's been perfect from the free throw line. 8 points for Akins, all at the charity stripe. High archer, this one, no good. Second one to come. This crowd just keeps filing in. Gonna get real noisy. Here's the second one. It is good. A one-possession ball game here as we go under the two-minute mark. Griffin gets across the half-court line, picked up by Graves. Griffin in the lane, puts a floater up, no good, ball loose. And we're going to have another jump ball. This one is going to go the way of the Mustangs. 43-40. Start to hear in the background the crowd getting into it, both sides. Under two to go. Mustangs with the basketball. Here's a pass inside, and it's going to go out of bounds. Little high-low action there by the Lady Mustangs trying to go inside to Akins. The pass just a little too strong. Here comes the full quarter press. Albie breaks it down the right side. Here's a ball inside taken away by the Lady Mustangs. Wow. Three-point Albia lead. I hope you got some Tums, folks, because you're going to need them. And here is a timeout called by the Lady Mustangs. 1:17 to go. We got a good one here in our opener. 43-40 Albia with the three-point lead. We'll be right back after a quick timeout. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball and your sports leader in Southern Iowa, KIIC.
This is Mike Gray with Albia Motor Company. I would like to take a moment to invite you to Albia Motor to take a look at Ford's new vehicle model lineup. From the 40-mile-per-gallon Ford Focus to America's most capable pickup, the Ford Super Duty, I am positive we have a vehicle to fit your needs. Ford Motor Company has taken the time to listen to you, the people of America, to help make our products top class and a great driving experience. Please stop by today and experience a new Ford vehicle. That's Albia Motor Company right here in Albia, Iowa, quietly doing business since 1950.
Live internet streaming available at KIICradio.com.
Albia with a three-point lead. The Mustangs with the ball. 1:17 to go here in our first game of this boy-girl doubleheader. On the road here at South Central Conference rival, Davis County and Albia. Shelby Graves inbound for the Mustangs. Man defense applied by the Lady D's. Inbounds goes to Akins. Graves gets the handoff. Three-point shot on the way. Rebound by Griffin. She'll push it ahead. Picked up by Graves. Griffin trying to get some separation. And hands it off to Kroll. Kroll has it taken away. Graves with the basketball. In transition. Going to the basket. Picks the shot. Puts it off the glass. No good. No call. Falls down. Kroll comes up with it. Under a minute to go. Griffin dribbles up the left side. Good left-hand dribble and has the ball stripped away. Out of bounds. Woo! Last touched by the Mustangs. Coach Achenbach wants to call a timeout. He wants to get these girls settled down and hold on to that basketball for the final 1 minute of play. 43-40 Albia with a three-point lead. We'll be right back after this timeout. Don't go anywhere.
We want to remind our community, Dr. Adler and his staff are here to serve all your eye care needs. Whether it's routine eye exams, glasses, and contact lenses, medical needs such as glaucoma, diabetic, and macular degeneration care, or emergency care like foreign body removal. We're here to serve our community needs. Give Melanie or Neva a call today at 641-932-7614.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
With the Dr. Adler the other day, Friday, I picked up my new glasses, and folks, I can see not only their numbers on their jerseys, but I can see their faces. And the people across the gym, they're no longer ghosts. Albia with the basketball, 40-43, Albia with the three-point lead here. Final 44 seconds. Bosser, man defense applied by the Mustangs. They're going to stretch that out. They're going to foul. Bossert. Taken Bossert. is fouled. That is the fourth foul on the Lady Mustangs. So they've got three more to get before free throws. Here comes the inbound. Dyson with it, picks up her dribble to Bossert. Left side, and that is going to be another foul. Dyson will be fouled, but that's only the 15th foul. They've got two more to give here. 36 seconds. Comes the inbounds. Bettis with it. Head fake, and she'll be fouled right away by Akins. So the next one will lead to the bonus. Crawl will inbound, and we have a timeout on called on Davis County. 33 seconds to go. Davis County calls a timeout. Let's look things over, set things up here, final 33. And I get a full timeout. That was the 32nd. Full timeout by the Mustangs. We'll take a full timeout as well. Albie with a three-point lead. When we come back, don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Sports Exclusive on KIC, Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Let's face it. Sooner or later, you're going to need a loan. When you need to buy a car, when you need to buy a house, or when your business is growing. And that's where we come in, because we loan money. We've helped your friends and neighbors for years. We're local. And with us, you don't have to prove that you don't need a loan in order to get one. We're an equal housing lender. First Iowa State Bank, member FDIC. Albia and Eddyville. Then, now, and always.
Three-point Lady D lead, final 33 seconds and 3/10. Cassie Crawl will inbound it to Mustangs with 16 fouls. The next one will bring Albia to the 1-1. Here comes the inbounds. Griffin, the outstanding sophomore, will push it ahead, guarded by Graves. Graves reaching out, trying to grab on, and that's going to be an intentional foul. We will take it. Graves trying to give up the foul, reached out with both hands, put it on, not the intentional foul that you associate with oftentimes intentional fouls. But nonetheless, Griffin goes to the line. She's got two shots here. First one is no good. She'll get the second one here. Three-point Albia lead. Griffin's second shot off the front of the iron, no good. But because of the intentional foul, the Lady D's will get the ball back. 28 seconds to go. But back to Graves and her intentional foul. She just reached out and grabbed the hips of Crawl. Not intentional like you would expect an intentional foul to come as. A little surprised, because it was more like you're reaching out trying to hold somebody from falling down. But here we go with another foul on the Lady Mustangs. Excuse me. Dyson will go to the free throw line. Katie takes her time, spins it around, puts it up good. She has been solid from the stripe. That's 5 for 5 free throw shooting for Katie Dyson. Albie with a 4-point lead. The bonus to come. 25 seconds on the clock. Possession arrow, Albie's way. Second one by Dyson. It's up. It is no good. Bettis with the rebound. Brooke puts it up. Has it partially blocked. Birchmeyer comes with the rebound. She'll push it ahead to Graves. All the way to the basket. Up and good. Timeout called by the Mustangs. 44-42. 15.9 left. The 20-second timeout, or a 30-second timeout called by the Mustangs. We're going to keep it right here. Wow, what a contest we got here in the opener. 44-42. Setting things up for you. Albia has 5 fouls, so they've got 2 fouls to give the Mustangs into the bonus. The Mustangs, they've got 18 fouls, so Albia will be shooting free throws the rest of the way. The possession arrow across the way goes the way of Albia. Nobody in real foul trouble for either club, so there'll be no worries there. But here comes the pressure by the Mustangs. Inbounds to Bettis. Best picks of the basketball. Akins with it. Albie's going to have to get it across the half-court line. And we're going to have a foul call on Akins. 10 seconds on the clock. Brooke Bettis She's going to the charity stripe. She has a chance to make this a two-possession basketball game. Big free throws to come here. Brooke Bettis, the outstanding junior. Got ice water running through those veins. First one on the way. No good. Rebound controlled by the Mustangs. Graves. She'll push it ahead. Across the half, or across the three-point line. Under 4 seconds. Three in the lane. Goes down low. Off the glass. Good. Birchmeyer with the basket. And we're going to overtime. Kylie, or Shelby Graves, took the defense with her and had the presence of mind and the athleticism when she got up in the air to go back to the block, found Birchmeyer open on the block, a little put off the backboard and good, and we are into overtime. We're going to take a quick timeout, come back. You're getting extra time tonight. The Lady D's, Lady Mustangs, when we come back into overtime we go, tied at 44, don't go anywhere.
For refreshments, shop Jim and Charlie's affiliated foods. This week, 7-Up products, 12 packs are 3 for $9.99 plus deposit. They're having an all 2-liter sale. Coke, Diet Coke, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, Pepsi, Diet Pepsi, Mountain Dew, and A&W products, 3 2-liter bottles are $4 plus deposit. And Natural Light and Natural Ice 12 packs are $6.99 plus deposit. Get refreshed, save, and shop at Jim and Charlie's.
Mustangs control the tip. They'll get the first possession of this overtime. They go inside to Akins on the block, turn around off the iron, no good. Rebound loose, taken away by Crawl, and we're going to have a jump ball. Cassie had got the rebound, but the Mustangs fighting on the inside. They'll tie it up. Here comes the inbounds by the Lady D's. Bettis with it. Ahead to Griffin. Griffin picked up by Guider. She'll set up the Albion offense. Take her time, set it up. 3:33 to go. Albia had a 12-point lead. The Mustangs fought back. And, of course, we go into overtime with a basket at the final second of the regulation. We've got a timeout on the court. Lady D's got a call timeout as Griffin was close to getting a five-second call. Coach Achenbach recognized that. So we have a full timeout. We're tied at 44 into overtime. We'll be right back with a little message from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Our friendly service and convenient locations are just another reason to bank with People State Bank. Hi, I'm Vicki with People State Bank, and we are here to help you with all your banking needs. Stop in and see Jenny, Nikki, or myself at People State Bank. People you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
People State Bank's drive-up location is open until 6 p.m. It's convenient, and we're there to help you when you get off work and need to do your banking business. Hi, I'm Julie. Stop by the Motor Bank and talk to Jeannie, Carolyn, or myself. People State Bank, people you know, people you trust. Member FDIC.
Now, back to the voice of the Lady D's, Jason Summers.
What a great opener we got here. The Lady D's and the Lady Mustangs tied at 44. 3.5 to go, first overtime. Griffin with it, guarded by Guider. Into the lane goes Griffin. All the way to the basket, has the shot blocked by Akins. Like that move, though. Solid move. Spun the lane, took it right to the basket. Had the shot blocked. That'll oftentimes bring contact. Here's an inbounds pass. Bettis on the block, puts it up, and she's fouled. Brooke Bettis did a great job of coming off the pick, rolled to the right spot, separated herself from her defender. Entry pass right where it needed to be. She put it up off the glass, couldn't get the fall, but Birchmeyer fouled her from behind. That's three on Birchmeyer. First free throw up, and it's good. Free throws so important. Albia is in the double bonus. The Mustangs, Albia only has five fouls, so Lady D's have a couple of fouls to give before the Mustangs will go to the charity stripe and get the bonus. 1 point Albia lead. Here's a pass down low. Akins up off the glass. Good. High-low pass. And the Mustangs with a 46-45 lead here as we go under 3 minutes to go in overtime. Griffin nearly lost control of it. Dribbles in. Picks up her dribble. out top to Bossert. Bossert right side, Bettis trying to get some separation. Bettis spins in the lane, picked up by Akins off the glass, no good, ball's loose, cleared out by Akins. 46-45, here comes the Mustangs. Graves. Shelby Graves, 20 points on the night. But it was her assist at the end of the regulation that put the Mustangs into overtime. Here's a shot put up by Akins, a foul, a shooting foul. And that means two shots to come. 46-45. Lady Mustangs with the lead. Akins, first shot on the way. It's nothing but net. Akins with 11 points. Nine of those. Check that. Yeah, nine of them from the charity stripe. This went on the way. It's no good. Two-point lead as Bettis clears it out. Gets it off to Griffin. 2:20 to go. Griffin gets away from her defender. Down the heart of the lane, tries to go inside to Dyson. Ball loose, and we're going to have another jump ball to the Mustangs. .212 to go. 47-45. Mustangs with the lead. Now they will fall back into a man defense. Akins with it, goes down low. Birchmeyer, and it's going to be a foul on Bossert. Bossert tried to step down and help out her teammate. The ball went down low to Birchmeyer. And Kate Birchmeyer, a sophomore, will go to the line. This is Albia's seventh foul, 1-1 shot right here. 47-45, Mustangs with one basket lead. Here's a free throw, no good. Here comes Griffin ahead for Lady D's after Albia controlled the rebound. Griffin in a lane, floater no good, rebound loose, taken away by Birchmeyer. 1:48 to go. Graves will get the handoff from Birchmeyer. Lady Mustangs will set things up. They're going to be real patient here. They got the lead. And the basketball. Birchmeyer loses control of the basketball. Jump ball. This one's going out of his way. Both teams have been generous at times with each other. That time, Lady D's get a turnover. Courtesy of a loose basketball. Bettis. Off to Griffin. 1:27 to go. Mackenzie Griffin spins. Goes to the corner, crawl. Crawl, over for three. Had it partially blocked. Lees is short. And the Mustangs come up with the rebound. 47-45, 1:10 to go. Graves, left side to go. Back top, Birchmeyer. She'll go inside to Akins. Akins spins, puts a shot up, blocked by Dyson, and tries to get her own rebound. Last touch by Albia. 1:01 to go here. And our first overtime. The Mustangs with the ball underneath their own basket. Here comes the inbound. Loose. Double teamed as it gets into Akins. Crowd on both sides. Getting into it. You can hear the claps coming. 50 seconds to go. Shelby Graves with it. She'll dribble in. Crossover dribble. Bossert picks up the foul. Shelby Gray is at the line. She's got the 1-1 here. She'll take her time. Shot up. It's good. 48-45. 3-point lead. No rush here. Albia still one possession ball game. Here's the second one. It is no good. Rebounds to Dyson. Off to Griffin. You don't need a three here. Get in the basket. Play tough D and you get the ball back. Right side to Bossert. Taking Bossert with it. Nearly traveled. She'll dribble. Pick up her dribble. Goes to Dyson in the corner. 30 seconds to go. Out top to Crawl. Crawl to Bettis. Bettis in the lane. Spins. Puts a shot up. Partially blocked. No good. Dyson with the rebound. She'll get on the block and a foul on the floor, 20 seconds to go. Katie Dyson will go to the line. She's got two shots to come. Albie got the ball out of Griffin's hands. McKenzie couldn't get it back to get things set up. Albie struggled. About 15 seconds there, getting some motion. Katie Dyson will have two shots here. She'll take her time. Look it in. Shoot it up, and this one no good. Katie has been very, very good from the free throw line tonight. 15 points. She leads all Albia scores. She'll take her time. Roll around. Set it up. Shoot it up, and this one is good. A two-point lead. Albia calls timeout, a full timeout. We'll be right back with the final 20 seconds. Albia trails by two when we come back to this overtime matchup in our boy-girl doubleheader, the opener. You're listening to Lady D and Blue Demon Basketball.
Are you spending as much at the grocery store on Fluffy the Cat and Bowser your Bulldog as on yourself? You need to come out to Quality Ag Service, just 1 mile west of town on the new old Highway 34. Sign up for the Baker's Dozen. Buying pet food in bulk size packaging will save you money, and for every 12 bags you buy, you get the 13th free. We carry a full line of dog and cat food, as well as Nutrina horse feed, rabbit feed, bird feed, and bagged corn. You'll save money, and your pets will be eating nutritious, high-quality food. You'll all be happy.
Returning you back to the ball game with the one and only Jason Summers.
Albia finds itself trailing by two here. Final 20 seconds. Look for an Albia foul right away. Guard the inbounds pass. Look for a double team. If it's not there, you got a foul right away. Mustangs still just with the one and one. Here comes the inbounds to Shelby Graves. She'll break down the Albia defense. And here's a foul from behind. Thirteen seconds to go. And Graves will go to the free throw line. One and one here. She's been really good tonight. 21 points. First shot is good. She'll get the bonus. Still just a one-possession ball game. Look for Albie to push it here if they can. This one misses. It's up. It's good. Still don't have to have the three, but you got to work quick. The Mustangs will bring a token pressure defense. Griffin gets the inbounds. Final 12 seconds. Albie down by four. Here's a shot up and no good. Rebound by Bettis. Bettis puts it up off the glass. Good! Timeout called by Coach Achenbach. A full timeout. 2-point lead for the Mustangs. 50-48. We're going nowhere. Back and forth all night. Bettis with the turnaround basket up off the glass. Got it to fall. Brooke Bettis with 15 points on the night. Katie Dyson with 16. They've been strong on the inside. The inside play for tonight, for Lady East tonight, been outstanding. Kenzie Griffin with 8 points. She's been fabulous, just a sophomore. She's had the responsibility of setting up the offense. And she's done an outstanding job of willing and dealing tonight. Tegan Bossert, who's come off the bench, played some real important moments down here. That's going to really benefit these young ladies as they go along. These two teams are going to get real familiar with each other. Back-to-back Tuesday night games. Tonight here, next Tuesday at home, and then the opening of playoff basketball. These two teams will meet on the Saturday night. Here comes the inbounds. Nearly taken away. Graves with it. And they're not going to get her fouled, and the clock will expire. But what a great one we've seen here. The ladies come up short. A basket short, but a great effort by the Lady D's tonight. They'll fall victim to a outstanding comeback by the Lady Mustangs. A 12-point Albie lead with About 50 seconds to go in, or about 9 seconds to go in the third period. The Mustangs went on an 8-0 run. Albie was able to counter that with the 4-0 run itself, but the Lady Mustangs, who has time expired in regulation, got a great assist from Shelby Graves to Akins on the block, and she put it through, tied things up, and that sent us into overtime, and we got a little extra basketball coverage tonight in our first game. But we're going to be back with the second contest as well. Dan Stocker will be joining me here in just a moment as we get ready to open up the boys' play. And the first one, 50-48, your final score. The Mustangs get the first one. We'll take a timeout, come back, recap the first ball game, and get you updated with the weather and hear from some of our sponsors as we get ready for our second game of our doubleheader. The boys, the girls, you got it all. One station, KIIC. Don't go anywhere.
A good idea is replacing the broken DVD player that skips every time you get to the good part. A bad idea is replacing the broken DVD player but storing it in the basement for the next few years waiting for the magical fix-it fairy to show up and make it work like new. Electronics seem difficult to get rid of, but you can recycle used, outdated, and broken household electronics at no charge at your local solid waste agency. Do the right thing. When you can't reuse, recycle. This message brought to you by your local solid waste agency.
Later.